Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday school service. Thank you, Pastor, for the privilege you give me and those that are willing to give Sunday school. You know what? This has nothing to do with what I am going. Hold on. I have my. Can you hear me now? You know there's a, where. The Bible says where, can you open it? Where it says that there was a day when the sons of God came together and Satan came among them. Okay? I say this because we are in the world. And the master of this world is Satan, and God has given them a certain limitations, but we think we come to church and that Satan's going to be out there. Satan's in here too, but Satan's not in our hearts. And that's why I believe that prayer is so important before any service, because when we come to church and we pray and we rebuke Satan and we give the Almighty God the authority to be here, and he fills us with with the Holy Spirit, and he guides us and cleanses us through the blood of Christ. So this morning, as before I start again, pray with me, and that the Lord would give me words of wisdom, that the words from his word my lips to you might be edifying unto you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We humble ourselves before you. Father, we ask that you rebuke Satan from around our minds. He can't be in our hearts and in our mind, but he can be around. And Father, help us to follow you instead of following man, Lord, because if we follow man, we will fail you, Lord. But if we get a hold of you, Lord, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what trials we go through, Lord. We will come out victorious because you have already given us a victory in your Son, Jesus Christ. This morning, Father, open our hearts, our mind, and use me, Lord, as your tool to get your message across. And may the honor and glory be unto you, Father. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. Amen. I'm going to try. When am I supposed to stop? Because I don't stop. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. Keeps on going. But okay. You know what? We as human beings are so prideful that it's amazing when something goes wrong, we always, that person, right? Oh, but if something goes right, even if you had nothing to do, well, I was praying for you. Liar, right? We weren't, but that's a human nature that we have. This morning, I am going to give a brief study over the theology of God, okay? And theology, again, the doctrine of God, the doctrine of the Bible, which is, doctrine means teaching, the teachings of the Bible. And teachings means the study of the Bible. And then we get into the human theology. Oh, we're going to be the theology of, it's just a study of something, okay? But this morning I would like to give a small brief on the study of God. Okay, I'd be here forever, but no, it's just, I'm going to go try to go real fast, and hopefully that you capture the message of the verses and what God is telling us. Okay, in Acts 20:27, Paul, after he got converted, saved, and was used of the Lord, just like all of us that are here that have accepted Christ. I don't care how much you failed or how much you succeeded. Until you and I came to Christ, our lives changed. They have to change. And I don't care if you're struggling. Once you accepted Christ, you can never be the same. And you try to go back like the prodigal son into the world, you'll be miserable until you come back. And if you notice, the Lord will always be waiting for us. Okay? And so when Paul got saved, now he's preaching, and he says in Acts 20, 27, "For I have not shunned," or "I have not ignored," or "I have not rejected," okay, "to declare unto you all, again, the counsel of God." In other words, from Genesis all the way through Revelation. This is God's word. In, again, Paul speaking to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16, and I know this is a very familiar verse for us, and it says, how much of the scripture? It says, all. Okay, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. In other words, God spoke. God said, let there be light. God said, let there be this, and it was created. Okay, when an angel comes down to talk to a person in the Old Testament, it was as if God was speaking, okay? God would tell the angel, so the angel would come, well, the Lord said, no, he said, thus says the Lord, because he was speaking in behalf of God, okay? When a prophet would talk or speak to someone, it was God talking directly to that person to get to you and me. But you know why he would do it? Because if God talks directly to you and me, he would consume us. And the only thing that allows us to be able to talk to the Almighty is through the blood of Christ, through his Spirit. Okay? So he said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfectly, truly furnished unto all good works. See, it is through the Bible that I can read the Bible, and let me tell you, and I'm not boasting, I'm on my 13th time that I am going to read my Bible truly, okay? I like to start with the New Testament, and I finish it, and then I go through. And it takes me almost a year, but because I get into it, and I like to study it, I don't like just run around, but I try. And even all these 13 years, you know what I said? You know what? I read the Bible 13 times. Oh, I'm going to make myself feel way up here because 13 times. No, you know what? The more you read the Bible, the more you feel less, because you find out that God is the reason that we're going to heaven one day. His son died for us. We were lost completely, but he died for us. And through the Bible, God teaches us that we're lost without hope. And God teaches us how there's a mighty God, and that one day we're going to give an account to that mighty God. And if you and I stand before that mighty God without the precious blood of Christ in our lives, he would consume us right there and then. Okay? So now the Bible is teaching us from Genesis all the way. And this is what the apostle, when a Sunday school teacher is giving a lesson or a message, guess what? That's God speaking directly through that person to you and me. It's God in action, okay? So now we're going to see the theology of God has to do with the person of God. Who is God? Let's go to Genesis 1:26. And I'm just going to read the first part because I'm talking about God. It says, "And God said, let us make man," not men, but man, "let us make man in our image, after our likeness, What's he talking about here? You see, you know who's there? Got the Father, got the Son, and got the Holy Spirit. It's the Trinity right there. Let us. Who do you think he was talking to? Okay, he was talking in the three persons. Let us make man. Okay, see why? Because see, as Almighty God, we know him as what? Creator. As our Savior, we know him as the Son, Jesus Christ. As the Holy Spirit, we know him as our Comforter. Okay, it's the same. It's the same, but they all work together in different times, but it's the same. There's not three gods. It's one God and in three. And so this is who God is, okay? It has to do with the person of Christ, God, with the person of Christ, and has to do with the person of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to Isaiah, and if you want to follow me or write it, that doesn't matter. As long as I hope I get to what I'm saying. Isaiah 43:10. And bear with me. I said, Lord, I'm going to read from the Bible instead of writing it with big letters. So just bear with me. I'll read it a little bit slow because my eyes are going all over, but I'll try. But I want to read it from the Bible. And I'm going to again read. This is God talking to Israel. Israel was known as God's people. Just like the church is known as God's people in the New Testament, Israel was God's people. And he says here in 43:10, ye are my witnesses, speaking of Israel, his people, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Again, look at this very careful. Write it down. But before me, okay, there was no God formed. Neither shall there be after me. In other words, before creation, okay, in eternity past, before creation, God is. He wasn't there. He is over there still. That's God. In the present time from creation all the way to the end of the world, God is. Okay? And when after the world ends and the New Jerusalem is there, and then those that will be cast into the lake of fire, when everything has finished and we get to the end, in eternity future, God is. He's there. He's always been there. You and I do not understand, but this is the Almighty God. And this is a good verse. I've talked to Mormons about this, and because they think that there's a God over there and that God had a father and a mother. And no, it's plain and simple. The Word of God tells us God is the Almighty. There's no other. Okay? And so now this Almighty God, let's go to Exodus 3:13. Exodus 3:13 and 14. And it says this in Exodus 3:13 and 14. When God again was speaking to his people. Okay, he was speaking to his people, Israel. And he says, Moses didn't know God. Okay, and he says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. This same I am is the one who created heaven and earth. So now we go to Genesis 1. Let's just Genesis 1. Okay. And so if you have a piece of paper, any kind of paper, and you have a pen in the very center, just write a dot right in the center of whatever paper you have. Write a dot like that. Okay? And if you don't have a paper, well, in your mind, but if you do have, I'm just wanting to, you write that little dot right there. Guess what? That's earth. And the rest of the paper around here is the sky, where the birds and the planes fly. Okay? The Bible speaks about three heavens. If somebody have the Bible, I'm not going to go there because but if somebody wants to read with a loud voice, okay? Thus says the Lord. No, but if you could read 2 Corinthians 12:7, I hope I have it right. Paul speaks about three heavens. What's he talking about? Well, let's find out. Anybody has it? It's 2 Corinthians 12:7. Okay, there. Yeah. Go ahead.
12:7. Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me.
Oh, no. Is that 2 Corinthians 12:7? Oh, I have it wrong. It's it might be, try 1 Corinthians 12:7. But it's talking about, I know a man, whether in the flesh or in the spirit, but he was caught up to the third heaven. I think I have it wrong there. Is it, try 1 Corinthians 12:7. I don't know if I have it right. Okay?
It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man who profits with all. But 1 Corinthians 12:7.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I lost track. But anyway, there's a verse there that says, I know a man, and this is Paul speaking, God, when God used him, he says, whether in the flesh or in the spirit, I do not know, but he was caught up to the third heaven. And this is what he's talking about. The first heaven is our sky where the planes, the birds, they fly, okay? And let's say that's the earth, and this is that sky. But then you compare that, let's say that all this room to the ceiling, that's space, where the moon, the planets, and everything. Go ahead. Yes, see, to the third heaven. So let's say that this is the sky and the plane. This is where we're at right now. And then all of a sudden we have space where the galaxies and all that. And to us, comparing to that little dot, and then we're in that little dot. And this is, to us, we cannot, to us, space has no ending. But to God, it does. Okay, then let's say that you go to the end of the galaxies and the space. And let's say that after the roof, that's the third heaven where God lives. That's how great our God is. Okay? And so, God, the first day, he says in Genesis 1, and I'm just going to be giving a brief I'm not going to be reading at all. My eyes can't handle that. But now in Genesis 1 through 5, on the first day, and God is a God of order, okay? He does it in order because he's a God of order, and he expects us to do things decently and in order. Can you imagine pastor preaching And you're singing because the Lord told me to sing. And all of a sudden, that group is praying over there. And over here, they're practicing for it's. No. Everything must be done decently and in order. And God gave us a pattern to do things in order. If you notice how things work here, they're in order. Why? Because we say, no, we are following again the Word of God, and it teaches us how to live as godly people. Okay? And are we perfect? God knows that we're not perfect. But that Almighty God that now we can call our Father, and He calls me son. He calls you daughter. This was all made because of the second person that died for you and me. And when you are in the house, I think a prayer somebody said, for we know not what to ask, but the Holy Spirit guides us back. That's who's guiding us. The world does not have that spirit that you and I have. They don't know Him. Okay, so this is why now on the first day God says He created day and night, and you see it from verse 1 through 5. It says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. See, He created the heavens without nothing, and He's the artist creating it, so He created three heavens, well, where He dwells, where the stars and all that are, the planets, and then the sky. But it was empty and hollow. And in the middle of the sky, He put a dot, and that's the earth. That's where we live, in that little dot. And we think we're it, and we're nothing. We're less than a speck of dust to God. And yet He came to save that which was lost, you and me. Okay, but He created everything. God created, guess what? He created it for you and me so that we could enjoy it. Okay, God hides nothing from us. It says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. That's our God. Okay? Now He creates something, but there's nothing there. Okay? And God's, And then on the second day, He created the sky. And God said, let there be a firmament, in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And that's from, 2:8. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament and from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the skies heaven, He called it heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. You know what? When He created, this is what He's talking about. In the sky, this sky here was full of water, thick clouds. The earth was surrounded by thick clouds. And if you would touch it, it would get you wet. It's so thick that there was water in the sky. And then there was water, the earth was covered with, there's the first water that's in the heaven, and then there's the water covering the whole earth, and then guess what was under the earth? Water. And He said, let the waters that are, this is the earth, let the waters that are on top of, or under the waters here, He said, let be divided. So He took the water from around here, and there was no water for the first time the sky appeared. But now you have a ball full of water. It's still water, but there's sky, blue sky, and there's the earth full of water. And under the earth there's water, and on the water there's earth. There's nothing there, okay? And then He said, on the third day, look what happens to that ball of water. On the third day, on 9 through 13, he says, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And God, and the gathering together of waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let it bring forth grass and herbs yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, herbs, and yielding seeds after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the what? Third day. Also, you know what I, and this is what me and my dad would talk about, that where did that water go? Well, do you know what God did? God is not a God that does magic. He does things the way he says, and it's that way. But me and my dad were talking, you know what? If you go to the North Pole, if you would unfreeze all that water, and then on the South Pole, there is water, right? And it's frozen because the sun doesn't hit it. And we're talking, you know what God, what he did? He took that water, it's frozen up there, and all of a sudden the land appeared. But it was hollow, and God said, let there be trees and let there be fruit. All of a sudden, that land that was desert all of a sudden turned green, and fruit and everything came out because God said. God didn't use a tool. God said, and just by thinking, God creates things. But he always thinks and does think decently and in order. So now you have the fourth day. Okay, he's done more, not yet, but he finishes. And then he says, okay, now he goes to out of this first sky and goes to the second, to where the moon and all the planets are. And now we go from 14 to 19 on the fourth day. Look what he says. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament. Am I saying it right? Firmament? Firmament? Firmament. Yeah, thank you. Firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were what? The fourth day. Now, see how he's doing it? The artist is painting a picture, and it, step by step, he knows what he's doing. He didn't put this before that. He did it the way he wanted, and he had a perfect reason for doing that. And then he goes to the fifth day. He comes back to earth, to this guy here, where we're at, okay? And then he says now, on the fifth day from 20 to 23, I'm surprised that I've been able to read that. I was going to put some others to read, but I thank God that I'm doing it. And then it says, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly moving creatures that have life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament, okay, yes, of heaven, the sky, okay. And God created great whales. Can you imagine? One time we went to Catalina Island for the first time. I saw whales coming out of there. Can you imagine? And sea monsters. And I was just like amazed watching those things go up and then how they throw the My, I up to now, I still have it in my mind. That is our God that creates things in abundance, okay? And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the sea, and let the fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. See how God comes there and he's doing this. All that he's doing is for one purpose, for you and me to enjoy. That's what he's doing. Okay. And then he goes to the sixth day. And this, here is where, you know what? He created us less. Because we're so prideful that we probably, if he would have created us the first, the second, or the third day, you know what would have said? Well, we helped him. Liars. But that's our nature. So he created us at the very last, so we wouldn't have the opportunity to say, well, we can't say that. So now we go into the sixth day from 24 to 30. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, now here comes. After he put everything, he puts us at the very last. Okay. Now he says, and God said, let us make man in our own image. Okay. After our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. It's amazing how SeaWorld, a man is controlling a humongous fish, an orca, that could easily, and sometimes they've been eaten, but how God gave us that authority to rule. We go and mess with lions, and it's amazing what God gave us. So he says, over the fish of the sea and over all the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. Of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Look what it says on verse 31. And God saw everything, not something, everything that he had made. And behold, it was what? Very good. There's things that are good, but there's things that are very good. He made it very good, okay? And the evening and the morning were what? The sixth day. And then on verse 1 of chapter 2, says, thus the heavens, okay? This is what he's talking, the heavens, the sky, the galaxies, and where he lives. And it says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. You know, you work five, six, seven days, but God gives you time to rest so that you can come and worship him. This is the purpose. God wants you to have fellowship with him. But we don't read our Bibles. We don't come to church. Guess what? If God does not speak to us as Christians through the Bible, the devil will speak to us. Don't go to church. That Daryl, he's looking at me real weird. And he put things in our mind. That's why we plead the blood of Christ. God, forgive me. God, help me. God, help me to do your will. And this is the God that we serve. This is a small little lesson that I have about the creation of God. But this is who he is. Remember, before, when the Mormons talk to you, let them know. Take them to that verse. In the beginning, before me, there's no other God. I have no father or mother. I am God. You and I think Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to God. But those that are revealed to us, they belong to us, and we can study them. I don't know what heaven is going to look like, but I know it's going to be a wonderful place. Why? Because the word of God tells me. God said that I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I can see all through his word, through his son, through his Holy Spirit. And our lives have to have changed. Do we have problems? Yes. The only one that does not have problems here is Pastor Cook. No. You know, the pastors are the ones that Satan attacks first. The deacons, the people that are in charge, those are the ones that Satan is attacking. And we better not be a stumbling block, because the Bible says that woe is me if I create problems within the church. Okay? One day I have to give an account. I might disagree with Pastor. I don't know him as I used to know Pastor Gray. But I like my brother. Okay? And I pray for him. Okay? And so, if God brought me here, I'm going to do the best. Am I going to agree with John all the time? No. Sometimes we have disagreement, but we can work it together for the honor and glory of God. And we need to know that that great God, that before anything he was, that the God, when creation started, he's still in control. And when everything finished, God will always be in control. That is that mighty God that created you and me and for his purpose. Thank you.